Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting, wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast with me, your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Today is a special episode because it's a special day. That's right, it is my birthday. And it's not just any birthday. I am coming unstuck from my 30s. That's right, I am 40. What? How am I here already? How is it already 40 years old? Just yesterday, I was looking at Facebook flashbacks of pictures from my surprise 30th birthday from when I lived in Orlando, Florida. And I can't believe that was 10 years ago. I can't believe I've been living back in Ohio for 7 years. Been promised to my wife for 6 years, and that's when we got engaged. It was 6 years ago on July 3rd, and we've been married for five. Like, how am I suddenly here? I could tell you with certainty that these years have flown by, but it's been an adventure to get to this point, to get to where I am now. There's been highs, there's been lows. I've learned a lot, but the important thing is that I'm still learning. I'm still on a journey. I'm still making it an adventure. Thankfully, now I have an amazing partner to be on that journey with, and my wife, and she explained this journey into our 40s, because she turns 40 later on this year, but she's made it very clear to me that I'm older than her. As she has been taking jabs at me for a while now, even though I'm only 2 months older than her. But she explained our journey into our 40s in a really great way, and I loved it, and I'll share that with you in a bit. But I'm just thankful to have her on this journey with me, and some of the lessons I've learned over the last couple of years and experiences we've had have been together, and that's been amazing. But I'm still on this journey, and that's one of the things that if you've heard me on some of the other podcasts I've done where I've been a guest, that's one thing I've very strongly put out there is that I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. Yes, I am a life coach, and I'm trying to help people really come unstuck themselves and help them on their journey. But it doesn't mean I have the answers. I'm trying to empower you, empower my clients with the wisdom I do have or the knowledge I do come across, which I'm learning all the time. And we should be learning, because if you're not growing, you're dying. So we should always be striving to learn new things. And honestly, when you go into certain situations, maybe you are expecting to teach or show someone else how to do something or explain something to them, and you end up learning something yourself. And that's something that's always been fun for me, is learning new things from other people when I didn't expect a lesson. So that's one thing that I strongly put out there, is that I don't have all the answers. I'm trying to empower you by helping you find your answers and learn from my experiences, and I'm learning from you so I could share it with other people as well. So that's one part that I want to share with you, is that neither myself nor any life coach you see out there, whether it be a famous one on TV, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, they don't have all the answers. They're constantly learning. So we are always learning and growing ourselves, but we are on this journey ourselves alongside of you. So we're just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you, but it doesn't mean that I don't need to learn things myself. I'm very aware that I need to learn some lessons, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to grow and learn myself. And there's been letdowns and heartaches along the way. There's been struggles. I mean, who hasn't struggled the last year and a half? Yeah, some people have grown their businesses as a result of the pandemic, and they're in a better place. Some people are definitely not in a better place. I was really hitting what I felt like was a stride with Step Up to Greatness, my coaching business. Before the pandemic hit, I was starting to see more speaking opportunities and getting more clients and inquiries about bringing on clients. And a lot of that came to a halt when the pandemic hit because people were afraid. They didn't want to be near or around other people. You know, businesses had to throw their budgets out the window and start pinching and saving all their money that they could for what would normally be opportunities for them to have events for their staff and have speakers come or have in-service days and opportunities to experience fun times. And that's where I like to bring to my presentations is fun. And so you had people that really were pinching pennies themselves and looked at having a coach as something that was more of a luxury versus a necessity. Because, you know, sometimes what I'm coaching on is helping people with their physical fitness as well, as I have that personal training certification. And you know what? I could be upset about it that I've kind of had to stall things out, but it gave me opportunity to do something new. I got to create my first online course, my Goals to Greatness course, which, you know, I apologize, I should have it ready to go on my website after having it on Teachable for a year, but there's things I wanted to fine-tune and bring better quality to as I've learned new lessons and learned new software to use over the last year from when I first created the course. So again, that's me growing, and so I want to make it a better course from when I had it on Teachable and get it ready for my website, Step Up to Greatness. So there was things I learned and things I got to do and experience. One blessing last year was, you know, because the gym I was at, you know, and the governor here in Ohio shut down all the gyms. That wasn't the blessing part. The blessing was because they got shut down, I got to be home with my foster son and then his brother that came later on with that, and got to experience more time at home. And I got to experience what being a stay-at-home parent was like. And sure, there's lessons I learned there, but it was an experience I got to enjoy. And so there's been a lot of things that I've been grateful for and learned over time, over the years. And while sure I was dreading part of turning 40 and entering another decade, I'm actually excited for the opportunity to continue to grow and learn more and take some of the lessons I have learned and pour them into the next 10 years of my life. And because I could certainly say, again, I'll share with you what my wife said in a Marco Polo. And if you haven't found the Marco Polo app, it's an awesome app to use. It's a messaging app, but it sends a little video clips. And it's a great app to use. But she kind of covered the different decades that we had of our lives and the things that we experienced, and really has me, I was already looking forward to part of my 40s, but knowing that I get to experience it with her makes the outlook for 40s even better. So let's go take a look back. You know, my first 10 years of life, I was very much reliant on my parents, and I was the youngest of three boys, so I was learning and trying to be like my brothers and trying to be their friends all the time and following them around, getting into whatever they did. My years 11 through 20, you know, my teen years, a lot of the same, but it was also where I started to find more of my individuality and who I wanted to be, what I wanted to be like. And then my 20s, that was my first experiences as an adult. And I wouldn't say a mature adult. I certainly took some licks in the 20s and learned some hard lessons and had to be financially bailed out by my parents in certain situations. And it was also the end of the 20s is when I decided I need to hit the reset button and start things over in a new locale when I moved to Florida. And I certainly learned all my lessons there. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Learned a lot of lessons in Florida and also experienced, really, even though I had lived in an apartment and been on my own while I lived in Ohio, it was really on my own in Florida, you know, save for having roommates and other family, like my aunt and uncle living down there, and them being able to give me advice and help me out. But it was really being on my own for a while and really the 20s and 30s combined kind of has helped lead me to where I am now. Part of why I'm a greatness facilitator is because of all my time working all these different jobs that I've been good at but weren't fulfilling for me. And I always just kind of felt like I was treading water. I was good at the jobs I did, but they just didn't fulfill that purpose that I felt like I needed. And so when I got into personal training in my early to mid 30s, that I started to find that purpose and started to envision things more as becoming the greatness facilitator that I am now. And even now, again, it has its hiccups. And there's still ways that I'm trying to grow. There's still times where I think, you know, who am I? There's still times where I have imposter syndrome. Think, who am I to tell people what to do and how to live life and And that's again where I realized it's not me trying to tell people what to do, and I'm not trying to tell, you know, I'm not telling people what exactly to do. It's me trying to use the gifts that I have of my empathy, my empathetic nature, and my observation skills, the ways that I look at things differently, because you know everyone's going to see things a little bit differently from a different viewpoint, vantage point than you. Sometimes having that different vantage point is going to be a benefit to you. So being able to do that, but being able to walk alongside of you and go through that journey with you is where really I'm finding that strength, that comfort zone, that purpose. And you know, before there was Step Up to Greatness, there was Time to Shine, and that didn't make it. And I've had my struggles with Step Up to Greatness, but I'm still doing these podcasts. I'm doing podcast interviews, and you know, I was excited last week when I heard from a former client from one of the gyms I worked at asking me for to do a speaking gig, and I'm real excited for that. And so I'm not giving up on Step Up to Greatness by any means. I'm continuing to push, and that's one thing that I want to come across in this podcast, this special podcast, is I want to remind you that, one, that we should always be continuing to grow, eager to learn, eager to grow, to take those experiences that we experience and just continue to grow from them. And the lessons that we learn there, and to know that by learning from these lessons, by not giving up, by continuing to push forward, to keep moving forward, that it doesn't matter how old we are, that as long as we're looking ahead at the journey, we could still find that greatness ahead of us. So it doesn't matter if you are someone that's staring down 30, 35, 40, 45. People are finding success more and more later in life. And there's many examples of it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm excited for my 40s coming up. You know, and I looked at one of those, found one of those memes or pictures of people that have found success later on in life. And just to go over some of those, you have Henry Ford, founded Ford Motors at 40. Look at Ford now. Christian Dior founded his luxury goods brand at 41. Jerry Baldwin founded Starbucks at 42. Steve Carell got his break in acting with The 40-Year-Old Virgin at 43. Robert Downey Jr. starred as Iron Man at 43, even though he had success earlier in life. You know, his career really kind of relaunched when he did Iron Man. Stan Lee started writing his famous Marvel comics. He didn't start writing Marvel comics until he turned 43. George Foreman was a world heavyweight champion at 45. Martha Stewart launched her magazine at 49. You know, so you have all these. Morgan Freeman's first Hollywood role was at 52. Colonel Sanders founded KFC at 65. So there's still so much opportunity for us to grow and learn still. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've gone through in the past. As long as you keep moving forward, you're going to have hope. You're going to have opportunity from greatness. Even all the times you've been told no before and turned down and rejected, those have just been part of your path for what lies ahead. So don't give up. don't stop. If you have something in your heart that brings you joy, that you feel is your purpose, continue to pursue it, just as I'm continuing to pursue growing Step Up to Greatness. If you want to be a part of that journey, if there's ways that I can help you and you can help me or Step Up to Greatness, I would love to hear from you and be in contact with you. But thank you all for listening and being a part of this journey, for being a part of the growth of this podcast and this page. And I look forward to continuing to speak with you and learn lessons with you as well as from you. And hopefully being able to teach you some things along the way as well. So let me leave you with my wife's description of the journey ahead, and then we'll see you next time.
All right, so think of it this way. Your 20s were good, but you probably, if like me, learned a lot of lessons in your 20s that were probably hard to learn. In your 30s, you got to meet somebody who loved you unconditionally. You with all their heart. You got married, you got fatherhood. So your 30s were pretty good. So definitely saying your 30s were better than your 20s. So then I bet your 40s are going to be even better because you've had lessons learned that you can grow from and build on top of that. You've got awesome, amazing memories of your 30s that will help you be the best man you can be in your 40s. And I can promise you
what's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.